uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. My bad, folks. I'm real late. What the? We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Come on. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week. The biblical question. Is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. And if you are out and about, you can, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Every way that you can watch and support, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, and now that 4th of July is mañana, tomorrow, you're really running around traveling, whatever you may be doing, and you still would like to listen to the show while you're out and about, you can by podcasting and listening on your phone. You can podcast and you can finish once you get to your location. And in the meantime, you can listen on the phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And happy White History Month, folks. July is White History Month. We're celebrating 9 years of White History. And so, it's Friday. It's relaxed day. It's get it off your chest day. It's White History Month day. It's 250 years of celebration of America day. It's Independence Day. It is. Get it off your chest Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I see despair.
For more than 100 years, the rule has been simple. If you're born in America, you are an American.
Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day. I can use my EBT.
And it looks like that won't change.
You can see even before that, Alyssa Thomas knees Caitlin Clark, then puts her fist into Kit Clark's neck.
Things will never change.
Both 16-year-old suspects facing charges in the murder of Penn State student William Billy Schmidt.
When will this nightmare end?
Here are some do's and don'ts of our marriage. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
We walked into a room. It was filthy. It was dirty. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry. Our cleaning company is terrible. I said, I have a cleaning company.
He didn't exactly have a cleaning company yet, but he did have $27 worth of cleaning supplies.
You know, I went home and tried to figure out how much it would cost to do a building of this size.
He got the job, and 313 Cleaning was born. Then came the next opportunity.
Amazing. What the? Happy White History Month. Happy Independence Day. It's Independence Day. And happy 250 years of America. America, sweet, sweet America. We had the men's forum last night. I know I keep saying that everyone is better than before, and it is. It was so deep last night and so honest and so soul-searching. It was amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It was amazing. My question, and I was thinking about this from the media last night. Who or what? Who or what are you using to keep you into being you? Who or what are you using to stay you? You never, ever, never, 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 and this you can rely on, you're never going to be a whole person. You're never going to be one until you stop using anything or anyone to stay you. And I noticed that everybody in the world, until they start to work on themselves, truly start, are relying on who or what to stay themselves. The average man and woman are afraid. They're literally afraid to become one. They are afraid. And some people who are working on themselves, they get right at the doorway of becoming one, and they become so afraid, they turn around and they cry and they yell, "Who will I be?" If I am not divided, who will I be if I become one? No, no, and they go back. And then some try again, and they get a little further to the end of the road. But who or what are you using to stay divided? Do you even know that you're divided? And as long as there is a you, you can bank on this. You're going to die a miserable person. And it doesn't matter what you have or don't have, you're going to die a miserable person. You're living as a miserable person, and you're going to die that way. And you're going to always, as long as you walk this earth, you're going to always be afraid of the jungle that you live in, the animals around you, the dark forces that are encamped in and around you. You're going to always be afraid. What a sad way to live, huh? Especially since it's not necessary. Especially it is not necessary. But you do not want to be an individual. You think being an individual is hell. No, being divided is hell. Relying on someone or something or some place or some activity or something to make you feel alive is your problem. Who or what are you relying on to stay divided, to be you? As long as you are you, you're never going to be free. I don't care how many churches you go to every week or don't go to, every club you attend, every football, soccer ball, any kind of event, you're never going to be free. You're going to be miserable out there in the jungle of human beings. But just think about it. Who or what are you relying on to be you? Because a whole person, male or female, rely on nothing or no one. Isn't that amazing? So, it's Independence Day. It is 250 years celebration of America. Well, tomorrow is the real Independence Day. Friday is the day before getting ready for the celebration. Born on the 4th of July. I was born on the 4th of July. And here's a message to foreigners. This is really, really amazing. I hope we can do it right. It's a message to foreigners that especially rings true today. This is from Columbia Education. Watch this. No writing going up there or nothing? Not yet. There no picture or anything?
This is a picture of Chauncey Depew, Chauncey M. Depew. On October 28th, 1886, he was a railroad executive and an orator. And he delivered a keynote speech at the dedication of the Statue of Liberty. And we have a quote from Depew's 1886 Statue of Liberty unveiling speech stating, "Those who support institutions are welcome, but those disturbing the peace and dethroning laws are aliens and enemies forever." He says, "There is no room in America and brotherhood for all who..." Oh, no, "there is room in America and brotherhood." Pardon me, I can't even read.
You read like a black person.
Failed. Just call me black.
You must have went to a public school.
So this is the last line of his speech at the unveiling.
Can you start over, because it's horrible the way you read it?
Okay, no. I just started over.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
"This is the last line of the speech at the unveiling of the Statue of Liberty by Chauncey Depew, October 28th, 1886. "There is room in America and brotherhood for all who will support our institutions and aid in our development. But those who come to disturb our peace and dethrone our laws are aliens and enemies forever."
That is deep. And what does that mean to you?
That means don't be coming here being like an Ilhan Omar or a "we're going to impeach the MF-er lady," the woman from Palestine.
Don't Rashid be coming, Tlaib or
yeah,
something?
Yeah. Don't be coming here and doing these Black Lives Matter anti-police protests, Free Palestine protests and mess when you don't even love America.
Right. We need this guy now.
Yeah.
If ever we needed him. The white man from way back then, this is 1886.
Yep.
All the way up to the civil rights movement of the 60s, 1960s, were strong white men. They didn't let the women go out of control or anything. They protected their country. That's gone now. You cannot find one white man on the planet who would say something like that now.
And you know, they had that those problems back then too.
Yeah. Human nature has been the same forever.
I was reading about the immigration mess from 1865 to 1924. They had to make 20 different immigration laws after making that Anchor Baby thing. And there was naturalization fraud. Whole cities were overrun and swamped. There were Italians doing Black Lives Matter type protests who, because a couple of Italians got in trouble.
What a mess.
And they didn't like the police. They wanted to get rid of the police. They didn't want to learn English. A lot of people, not just the Italians, shout out. But yeah, it's been a problem for a long time.
Are Italian people white people?
They are now, kind of. But back then, they were not normal white people.
But were
they were white enough to become Americans, I believe. If they, you know, were of good character. But we've had problems with Italians in America. With the mafia and other stuff.
Worse. And so back then, they were not considered white people at all.
I don't know. I don't know what they were considered. Some people didn't consider them
considered
white, I think.
Considered to be white.
Because I kind of questioned whether they're white. So I must have gotten that from somewhere, not just my imagination. And, you know, there's this thing about assimilation. Immigrants, when they come in hordes, they don't assimilate.
Right.
We change with them. We become a little bit more like them.
That's amazing. That is so true.
Yeah.
Over in Mommy Africa, they're having the same problem with illegal aliens.
Yeah.
They're not going, the other blacks from other countries are not going over to Mommy South Africa and becoming one. And as a result, even though the blacks over there hate the white people,
yeah.
They hate the whites over there. They ran them off.
South Africa.
And so they're mad at the other blacks that are coming to their area.
That would make sense because South Africa, even though it is a mess, it has some leftover nice civilization that would be attractive to people to come and stay and take advantage.
According to this report from ABC News, there's widespread demonstrations against migrants. And the same thing we're talking about here, and the same thing that guy talked about way back then. It's happening everywhere. ABC has reported that there's been unrest on the streets of South Africa as demonstration held widespread anti-immigrant marches. June 3rd is marked an unofficial deadline set for the activists for all immigrants to leave. They want them all out of there. These activists set a deadline, according to this report. By June 30th, y'all all better be out of here. Black people don't play. Watch this from ABC News.
Violence has erupted on the streets of South Africa as demonstrators hold widespread anti-immigrant marches. Now, these are the latest pictures from Johannesburg from the past hour, where crowd members could be seen holding sticks, clubs and other weapons as they took to the streets to demand the immediate withdrawal of all undocumented foreigners from the country. Today marks an unofficial deadline set by the activists for all immigrants to leave, which has seen thousands of them flee South Africa in recent days. As the march progressed, projectiles were thrown, sometimes at windows of nearby buildings. Well, South Africa's government has called for calm, but those who are unable or unwilling to leave say they fear for their safety.
33-year-old Princess has lived in South Africa for most of her life, moving from Ghana when she was just a toddler. She's now sleeping on the street near the local government office after her shop was attacked.
Most of the time I'm always awake because we don't know when they're going to attack us again. They've been here twice.
Princess says the attackers were part of a group called March and March, a growing civilian movement campaigning against illegal immigration. The group has been linked to a number of deadly clashes, often targeting migrants from Malawi and other neighbouring countries.
Amazing. How do the black South Africans know who the real black South African? They all look alike.
I don't know. Maybe they can distinguish each other.
How?
Because
they sound alike, they look alike, they dress alike.
There's different Hispanics, or you know, Central and South Americans, and Asians who can sort of tell. Asian countries, especially, they can kind of tell each other apart sometimes. So maybe it's like that, or maybe it's just their accent, or what have you.
And so I want y'all to know these are blacks, South Africans, according to this report, going out of their way to make the other black people from different countries leave their country. I thought black people loved one another and their only enemy was white people, and now some of them think the Jews are. But I thought only white people were the enemy of the blacks. I didn't know black people run other black people out of their township. This is happening, according to this report. And they are going after them, too. And when they say anti-immigrant, 99% of the time they mean illegal aliens. They just won't say illegal aliens now. They change the words. And another soundbite from this, while thousands have already fled, mean thousands of other blacks have already fled Africa. South Africa, because of black uprise there against them. While thousands have already fled, the government has condemned the violence and the lawlessness incited by those groups. This is ABC News.
Thousands of people have already left South Africa on government buses or through private sponsors. At least four people have been killed in targeted attacks on foreigners since March, actions condemned by the government.
We will and must not allow groups to use the legitimate concerns of South Africans to destabilize our country through inciting lawlessness and violence.
Ahead of more anti-immigration protests to mark the deadline, many have cleared the streets amid fears of further violence. But Princess insists she's not leaving.
So there's nowhere that I can go. I will only reside here in South Africa.
Defiance in the face of growing hostility.
She ain't going nowhere. She's staying, and you're going to love her. It sounds like some of the illegal aliens here. We ain't got nowhere to go. Yes, you do. Go back to the country that you left. What the... So again, these white people, don't let the blacks tell you that they only fight you, that you're their only enemy. They fight one another. Well, we already know they kill one another here in this country. They fight and they're jealous of each other and try to hold each other back. But look, over in South Africa, they ran the white people off onto the farmland. And then the other blacks heard about it. They're like, well, we're going to go to South Africa. They ran the white people off. They're going to love us. No, they don't. It's amazing how the government over there are protecting the illegal alien, the so-called immigrants over there. I don't know of any government that really protects its own people, the people of that country, the ones who are truly born there and are citizens of that country. It seems as though when the citizens say no, their own government protect the enemies. That's mind-blowing. According to ABC's report that identify foreigners by they identify foreigners by profiling, social justice, and community, social prejudice, by identifying foreigners by profiling, social prejudice, and community level surveillance. I don't know where Derrick is from, so I can't say it. Oh, that's from ABC. Oh, yeah, according to ABC. They often target businesses owned by migrants or areas known to have high concentration of foreign nationals. That's a good point, because normally who were illegal aliens going to a foreign country, they all live in the same area. They don't really identify with the country they enter into. So the black people over there are like, what the? You got to go. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. Happy White History Month. Happy 4th of July. Happy 250th celebration of America. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is Friday, so you know Friday is a busy day. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com, from 9 to 11. And he is back with Hake today. Big Bump is back today. Y'all know Big Bump, he black. One of the smart, he know history like no one knows. He knows about things happening that even God have not heard yet. It has made it to heaven. And Big Bump got the scoop on it. So the Big Bump will be guest hosting with Hake today, from 9 to 11. And after, oh, are you doing your show today? After the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby is back with the 4th of July energy that's on fire. You're going to see energy that even George didn't know about. Oh, Lord, not George. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. today, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then, oh, no, the Anchor Baby is not at 11 today. It's the Father State today. I forgot it's Friday. At 11 today, right after the Hake Report, the FallenState.tv, a brand new episode. My back. I had a discussion with Jake Monroe, and Jake is a golf YouTuber and alt-right nationalist from the UK. Watch this.
Next time on the fallen state.
Essentially, what's happening here is a brainwashed female population of the UK and a very, very large Muslim population.
They have allowed these people to come in and completely take over. Why did the white man give in to the white woman?
Thousands of years worth of men have known the very nature of women. As soon as women gain control, it is not too long before society is destroyed. It would be better if people here in the UK had nothing left. Got nothing left to lose, let's fight.
He explained the situation over there so perfectly. And since I'm not there, I just have to take his word. I don't know if it's true or not, but he definitely made it explain what's really going on. At 11 today, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. Or locals, just leepeterson.locals.com. And then, after that, the American Anchor Baby, energy given to him by God. And you all know there's only one energy in the world. There's only one power in the whole wide world, the universe, and that is God. There's only one intelligent in the whole wide world. That is God. When God gave that to Trump, the Great White Hope, and they gave it to the American Anchor Baby. So today, the American Anchor Baby is around 12:15, 12:30, right after the FallenState.tv. Sometimes the FallenState go a little longer, sometimes it doesn't. But you'll be notified by the Anchor Baby, all right? And then fellowship on Sunday, all are invited. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. It's doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And speaking of the UK, we have been showing you how white men are under attack. And even the police force over there seem not to care. They seem to always protect the enemies of white men and white women in their own country. And I wanted to show you this video of from a Grok. And according to this video, another white man was attacked. And instead of arresting the accused villains, they arrested the victim, the white man. Grok has reported a video from Birmingham Broad Street shows a group of black men assaulting an apparently intoxicated white teenager who is pushed to the ground. And then a female officer then aggressively intervened. Watch what's happened when the female officer, according to this report, from X, intervened. This is interesting. Watch this.
You can't make this up. White guy is attacked by three black guys in England. So obviously, the white guy is arrested by a female cop. Of course. And yes, he hits her, but bro is in a state of mind of being attacked, and she doesn't identify herself as an officer, so he thought he's still being attacked. You're going to walk to the car, you f***ing... I bet she would never speak to a black guy like that. Honestly, if Britain had any respect, this woman would be fired. Clearly, she's unfit to be an officer.
That, if that story is true, that is really amazing. But that's what's happening to white people around the world today, in their own world, in their own country. South Africa, the UK, America. What's the name of that country, hate, where they have a white president and they protect the white citizens over there? And as a matter of fact, you can't even get in that country. And then they're paying women, married couples, to have babies.
Oh, Is it Hungary or Poland?
I think it's Hungary.
Because I
remember when
you mentioned different things. Because I wasn't aware that they had that strict immigration thing that you just said you can't get in there. Because
you can even get in there.
Because I heard that either New Zealand or Australia have very strict immigration like that.
We used to show videos of probably that country that this white man became president of, and they protect the borders like the borders are on lockdown. And then they are encouraging the white population, and they have this thing that Trump is trying to do here, too. If you get married, they want you to have some white babies. Trump didn't say white babies, but children. But over there, they want white babies. And it's the only country that I'm aware of that is really protecting the born population.
I don't know if this is still the case, because if it's Viktor Orban, Hungary, Viktor Orban was voted out.
Wow.
After however many years. So they're under attack, as you may.
So everywhere now.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think we are describing Hungary according to the AI. I'm asking the AI because I don't know.
It sounds like Hungary.
Yeah. The Hungarian government explicitly relies on increasing domestic birth rates rather than allowing immigration to solve population decline.
Yeah.
That sounds wiser. Yeah. Nice.
And
women with four or more children pay no income tax for life.
Amazing.
Newlywed couples can get large government loans that are forgiven once they have children.
And if I'm correct, I could be wrong, black and slow, that guy became president while Obama was president here.
Oh.
And then because they were keeping out all the foreigners. I mean, they were not letting anyone in.
Nice.
And the American people, not all, but the ones that hate God and everything.
Yeah.
They got mad at that government for doing that, keeping the foreigners out.
Right. Yeah, I remember Obama was persecuting Uganda or some Christian African country.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't want to support same-sex marriage and stuff.
And all that,
because they were having problems with diseases, AIDS and stuff.
And according to a report, they gave Obama the finger.
Right. Nice. I think that might be right. Yeah, so Poland does have similar sort of conservative anti-immigration stuff and have tried cash payouts to families, 500 plus child benefit program, whatever that is. Their birth rates have dropped to record lows, though, and they've had record immigration in recent years.
That's too bad. They got rid of the good guy and put the bad one in.
Well, that was Poland. I don't know who was running Poland.
Oh, no, Poland. Yeah. I was just thinking about Hungary.
Viktor Orban in Hungary just had a general election this year, and he was voted out for a so-called center-right
person. That's amazing. And I wonder, is it due to the female voters?
Oh.
Are they now allowing women to vote over there in Hungary?
I don't know.
Countries make a horrible mistake. Wait until you hear the guest on the Fallen State today. And we know that, according to the reports from New York here in the United States, the reason they got a Alauaba mayor who hate America is because the liberal white women voted for him. Voted him in.
I zoned out. Were you talking about New York City or where?
New York. And so whenever women vote, this is what you get.
Yeah, that permissiveness to evil, to insanity, to not doing just what's right is so self-destructive.
A comedian by the name of Alan Adams, he explains why your wife doesn't like you. Why is this from Instagram?
The reason your wife doesn't like you is because women become hostile anytime they're expected to perform duties. You have to understand, women hate their bodies and they're mad at God. Think about it. Women will be confused why they're the one that has to get up with a newborn baby during the night. Somehow they're confused even though they're the ones that make the milk, and if they don't get up throughout the night and pump or feed the child, they'll get an infection. But yeah, the person that doesn't get maternity leave and doesn't make milk, that's the person that needs to be up. Think about it. Women will be like, why did I have to sit in the AC for 30 minutes and fold laundry and my husband didn't even offer to help? I don't know, you selfish bitch. Why did he have to do yard work in 90-degree weather for 3 hours and you didn't offer to help? You have to understand, women only like to do things that cause chaos and destruction. That's why they like voting so much. If every time women voted, children suffered less and there was less crime, they wouldn't be interested in voting.
I can't begin to tell you how true that is. Wow, I'm surprised to hear white men say that out loud. Women hate God. Even the ones who call themselves preachers and preach about God, they hate God. And as a result, they hate the sons of God. You, all men, even though you turned away from the Father, women still hate your own mama, hate you. And you can test it and you can prove it. Until they wake up and return to the Father. When women return to God, to the Father, by forgiving their mothers and their earthly father for not protecting them, and then they love God with all their heart, soul, and might, they love men in the right way, with the right kind of love. Isn't that amazing? That Alan, you something else, Alan Adams. That's amazing. Let me go to Hayden out of Texas. Hayden, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Hayden. Happy White History Month. Happy 4th of July. And happy 250 years of America.
Same to you, sir. God bless you. And happy White History Month to you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do. I had a few questions for you. I haven't called in and talked to you in a while. I have a few questions for you. Do you know who Pastor James David Manning is?
Hold on, Hayden, before you promote people. Ask Hayden not to promote anyone because I don't know who he's talking about. And then let me know and I'll come back to him. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Idaho and talk to Mike. Mike, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, Mike.
Nice. I heard you guys talking about whether Italians and Jews are white.
Well, we didn't say Jews. We said Italians.
Oh.
Are you Italian, Mike?
I am Italian, Jesse.
Are you white?
Yeah, I'm not really sure, Jesse, because of the way people treat me. And let me tell you, first of all, I have never, ever in my whole life experienced racism. But it's not that. You know how people treat, not like white people treat people that they don't think are white differently. But what really made me
confused
was...
You said how white people treat people who are not white differently?
Oh, yeah.
How do they treat them? I'm not familiar with that.
I really couldn't even quantify it, Jesse. It just is what it is.
What do you mean? You're making a statement you don't know if it's true or not?
No, what I'm saying is I can, when I'm, because it kind of depends on the time of year, how not white I look. And
well, what do you mean by where you know how white people treat people who are not them, like them? What do you mean when you say that?
I guess what I'm saying is something like this. I think everybody treats people who are not like them differently than they do people that are like them.
And
it's just human nature.
And we mean like the same color?
Yeah, like the same anything.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter what it is.
All right,
if there's
ahead.
A similarity between you, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
So anyhow, the other day I was at work and I work at those data centers. And we're building those big data centers, and there's a whole bunch of Spanish-speaking people there. And I, like I said, I pretty much have always considered myself white until this Spanish-speaking guy came up to me, and he said something like this. He said, "I can tell you were born in America because you speak really good English." Jesse, I think he thought I was like a Mexican or something.
And why is that?
Because I'm so dark.
So you're not light, a light Italian?
depends on what time of year it is.
Gabe, I don't know what he's saying. Help me.
Some Italians turn very quite tan.
And they don't look Italian?
There's tan-looking Italians, dark tan-looking Italians, and then there's very light, paler-looking Italians.
Mm-hmm.
White. Sometimes they're even blonde, I imagine. But a lot of Italians, I think of as like having sort of darker brown hair, maybe even black hair sometimes. And
yep.
they're either quite light skinned, white passing, or they're lighter when it's not sunny out, and they turn tan very easily.
So
like a Mexican.
During White History Month,
right.
I look like I'm not white.
Oh, I was going to ask you, change color in the summertime?
Yep, but in December, I look like I'm white.
So you get so dark that you don't look white at all?
Jesse, I get so dark that a Mexican guy came up to me and thought I was a Mexican and said, "You speak very good English. I can tell you were born in America."
Wow.
I said, born in the greatest country on this side of heaven. I was born in New York or in Connecticut. That's where a lot of Italians are from, the East Coast.
And did you tell him that you were white, that you're Italian?
No, I didn't tell him that. It just wasn't that type of situation.
Oh, okay.
Where I was going to be trying to explain to him what kind of color I was and what race I was and all this kind of mess.
That's funny, Mike. I didn't know Italian turned black like that.
I mean, Jesse, I'm not saying black, but I'm saying like a real high yellow, something like that. Yeah. So.
And are you married to a white woman or Italian?
I am. Oh, white. Yeah, white. Of course.
Why you didn't marry your own kind?
I don't even know if Italians are white, Jesse. So maybe I did marry my own kind.
So that's amazing, Mike. Wow.
So anyhow, I was going to tell you this. You know how like them transgenders are always getting mad because people are misgendering them?
It's ma'am.
I think I know how they feel now because I've been misraced.
That's amazing. Right on. Mike, let me ask. So you are Italian, and you were born and raised in America, right?
Uh-huh. Greatest country on this side of heaven, Jesse.
Have you ever gone on over to Italians from Italy?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone there?
I never have. I have a sister that went there as a foreign exchange student when she was in high school, but otherwise I never have.
And do you like the mafia shows? Movies.
We're not those kind of Italians. We're like, I'm like, my family's been in America for a long time. We're not really like, you know, I don't use like weird Italian words and stuff like that. We're just like regular Americans. I don't know.
So did you like Scarface and all that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody likes that, though. You don't got to be Italian to like Scarface.
And do you make
Scarface wasn't Scarface from South America somewhere? He wasn't Italian.
I thought he was Italian.
Scarface? He was like Colombian or something.
Oh. But he played Italian, though, right? Italian.
No.
The actor was Italian.
What?
The actor was Italian.
Oh, okay. The Scarface
He was in
an Italian playing Italian. A Cuban.
But you think that's hilarious. they had to get an Italian to play a Cuban.
And do you like spaghettis?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Heck yes.
So, Mike, do you have a life?
Oh, Jesse, don't ask me questions. I don't know. I didn't think about it enough to say one way or another.
So you don't know if you have a life or not?
I'm not saying I don't know. I'm saying I didn't think about it enough to know one way or the other.
To know if you had a life or not?
Yeah, I'd have to think about it, and I didn't think about it before I got on.
Oh, okay. Well, happy White History Month. Happy everything, and you stay Italian.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Glad I got that off my chest.
Right on, buddy. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Bye. I got to take a break. 2 hours ago, when I come back, straight to your calls and your Super Chat. The Hake News is coming right now, and I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in this here world on this Independence Day observed, I guess. Shout out to the government employees who have the day off. We're working today. For you and for us, we love it. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, y'all. Hang tight, callers. Jesse Lee will be right back to your calls. We appreciate you. And we'll get to your Super Chats as well. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, Independence Day here in America. But we're heard all around the world. And shout out, world. And nice. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then The Fallen State with Jake Monroe, I believe is his name. Sounds like a great guy. Sounds like a great interview, actually. So check that out. And then American Anchor Baby will be live after The Fallen State. And shout out to the men, a great men's forum last night. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Some men will fly in or drive in, and they'll stay kind of around town so that they can come to church on Sunday. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson every Sunday, practically, right? RebuildingTheMan.com/events for the men's forums and women's forums. And RebuildingTheMan.com/church for Church with Jesse Lee Peterson at Bond. Rebuilding the Man YouTube channel and other platforms. You can podcast it as well. Cool. So, according to Ground News, a Tesla driver, you heard about this story, is terrible, was charged with manslaughter after crashing into that Texas home. You may have seen that on Punchy TV with Bill, the engineer. And Bill, the engineer, was kind of criticizing the people who lived in a home that was at the end of a street that, you know, the street kind of tees into another street. And there's a home right there, and the Tesla crashed and killed somebody or some people. I forget what the exact story was, but charged with manslaughter. And you guys all caught up with the Taylor Swift and gals. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, or Kelsey if you prefer, they're already married, according to Ground News and New York Post's Page Six reporting. So you can forget about... Well, maybe there's going to have a Madison Square Garden type event anyway, but they're already married. Whatever. A former Olympian is indicted after his arrest, or her arrest. I forget if it was a man or a woman, over the alleged reflecting pool vandalism. Have there been more than one vandal, allegedly, over the reflecting pool at the Lincoln Memorial, and between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Memorial? Where that Trump has been trying to fix that pool and update that pool. I don't know, but indicted, meaning charged or whatever. Employers added 57,000 jobs in June, which is not very many, I guess. It's far below the forecasts as hiring has slowed, We'll just say, thanks, Obama, right? Can we blame Obama for that? NYPD detains the Empire State Building climbers after their so-called peace banner and their, did they have a wedding proposal or did they just kiss or what? It was silliness. And scientists have built a synthetic cell from scratch that can feed, grow, and replicate. Impressive. And you may have heard about that Democratic Socialist Milat Kiros, who unseated a 15-term, talk about term limits, anybody? Representative Diana DeGette in the Colorado House primary. And get this, I saw one, there was a poll, I guess, that said nearly one in three so-called Americans would vote for a Democratic Socialist, according to this poll. That's crazy. The Kennedy Center is rolling out $25,000 VIP rooftop tickets for the 4th of July celebrations. So get your 25 grand VIP tickets if you want to spend your money that way. Or if you don't, just donate to Bond. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show if you got to run around. You can podcast and listen on your phone while you move about. Ladies making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or the guys making breakfast, lunch, what are you, anywhere in the world, you can still listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Not only is this White History Month, July is White History, it is Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest today. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I see despair.
For more than 100 years, the rule has been simple. If you're born in America, you are an American.
Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day. I can use my EBT.
And it looks like that won't change.
You can see even before that, Alyssa Thomas knees Caitlin Clark, then puts her fist into Kit Clark's neck.
Things will never change.
Both 16-year-old suspects facing charges in the murder of Penn State student William Billy Schmidt.
When will this nightmare end?
Here are some do's and don'ts of our marriage. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
We walked into a room. It was filthy. It was dirty. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry. Our cleaning company is terrible. I said, I have a cleaning company.
He didn't exactly have a cleaning company yet, but he did have $27 worth of cleaning supplies.
You know, I went home and tried to figure out how much it would cost to do a building of this size.
He got the job, and 313 Cleaning was born. Then came the next opportunity.
You can make it in America. You're lying if you say you can't. You don't want to make it. Whatever making it is to you. Happy White History Month. You liking my glasses? They were a gift to me from last night. Thank you for the present. They also gave me a Mad magazine. Oh, Lord. Amazing. Happy White History Month. Happy History Month. It's going to be a celebration. And happy 250-year America. And happy 4th of July. Born on the 4th of July. I was born on the 4th of July. That's amazing, huh? Oh, amazing. Let me go back to hating out of Texas. I think he's ready now. Let me just turn the lights out on my glasses here. I don't want the battery to wear down. Hayden, let's try it again.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Jesse. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. Go ahead.
Good, good, good. Yeah, so I saw your YouTube short about the Caitlin Clark video about her getting punched in the neck. Do you remember that video?
I knew. When you saw you're white, right?
Yes.
What went through your mind when you first saw it?
The video that I saw on your show.
Right.
Before that, she was talking about empowering black women and how you know we should. Do you remember that clip?
I do. She like, yeah, according to reports, she had white privilege, and she was like, she didn't like the fact that I guess she were better than the black females playing ball.
Right. But my thought about her getting punched in the neck was she needed a wake up call, and you know I hope she's changed her mind ever since, but she probably hasn't, because that's, you know, the typical woman, you know.
Well, the one thing I notice about white people, it doesn't matter how badly they're treated, knocked out on the streets, raped and robbed and all kind of things, they still seem to either be afraid of the blacks or afraid of the name calling or afraid of speaking up or something. It doesn't seem to change their mind for some reason.
Yep, you're exactly. It's like it's deep indoctrination is what it is.
But how can one be that indoctrinated and know that a genocide is being put up on them? They don't think at some point they think, you know what? Maybe I'm seeing this wrong. Something is happening here that's not good. Why don't they think about that in that way?
I couldn't agree more. I have no idea. They're followers, not leaders. They can't think for themselves. They've been indoctrinated in schools to follow instead of lead. It's really pathetic to see it happening. But
that's a good point. They're followers.
It's like a virus,
right? So what's going to happen? How will it all end?
How will it end? Well, if we have people like, I probably shouldn't give examples, but I mean, if we have people like yourself, you're a good example who, you know, spreads the truth instead of lies and stuff. That's going to be a huge help. But they're feeding their minds with misinformation and just imaginary stuff. And it's poison is what it is.
As a white male, are you afraid to walk around and be yourself in front of the blacks and others?
No, I live in a pretty good white area, and I barely see. And that's pretty much done on purpose, actually. But I rarely see minorities quite often. But I mean, when I do see them, I'm not afraid to be around them, to be honest with you. I just go about my life pretty much.
Amazing. My producer made a good point. He said that the Caitlin Clark abuse is like an analogy of what's going on in America. And it's happening in the UK, too.
It's happening everywhere. It's happened here, Canada, everywhere in Europe. It's happening everywhere. And we're just supposed to... They want us to say nothing about it. Just go about our lives and say nothing about it. You know?
Amazing, man. What a mess, yeah. Hayden.
It is. And I had one more question for you, sir, if I could.
Okay.
I don't want to take too much of your time. Do you believe that Trump's going to eventually going to be able to terminate the 14th Amendment through legislation instead of, you know, he failed to get it done through the courts. Do you think he'll get it done through Congress?
I hope so. I don't know if you have enough time, and I'm not sure if he has enough support in Congress that they can help change that. But I truly hope so. And it's amazing to me how the 14th Amendment was for the slave owners, the slaves in America. It wasn't for illegal aliens. It wasn't for anyone else coming here but that. And they screwed that up. I hope so. I was thinking the same thing. Will he be able to do something about it? I just don't know if he'll have enough support in Congress. What do you think?
Well, he at his rally the other day at North Dakota or South Dakota, wherever he was, it was one of the Dakotas. He said he'll get it through so he can terminate the 14th Amendment. Because, you know, do you know any slaves in 2026?
Not at all, and no one does.
I don't either.
So Hayden did. So he said that he will.
Yeah, at his rally, you can pull up the video. He says, "Yeah, we'll get it covered. We'll be able to terminate through Congress."
Well, if he said that he will, it will happen.
I believe that too.
Yeah, I didn't know he had said that. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it went viral. You can pull it up anytime you want.
Right on. Well, then it's going to happen. If he said it, it will happen.
it was so close. It was a 5-4 decision in the courts.
I know. What a mess. Caitlin, do you have a life?
Oh no, I wasn't prepared for this either. do I have a life? I would say so, because I feel like what I'm doing with my life has a purpose. And your question was whether it's you said physical or spiritual, is that correct?
Well, that's the biblical question. Is life physical or spiritual? And you say?
I would definitely say spiritual. I would definitely say that.
And why?
Because we're controlled by the spirit and not our physical self.
Amazing. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. And so back to the original.
I can't wait to see it.
Back to the original question. Do you have a life?
Yeah, I would say so, because
what is your life?
I would say what I do for a living, the time I spend with my family and people that I that matter to me, my friends and stuff. I would definitely say that with 100% confidence that I do have a life.
And so your life is what you do, and your friends and family.
Yeah, how you spend your time, how you manage your time, what do you do with your life? I believe that's what if you live your life, I guess, with a purpose.
Yeah.
I think you could definitely say you have a life for sure.
Amazing. And do you ever, have you ever, or do you ever experience despair?
Despair? What do you mean by despair? Like, is it jealousy or something like that?
No, despair. Do you ever experience or feel at a state of despair?
I'm not sure. I haven't used that or heard that word in a while. What does despair mean?
A sense of loss, a hopelessness, or something like that.
No, I definitely wouldn't say so. I'm a very optimistic person.
You always been that way?
Always, yes.
And so you have never in your life experienced a feeling of hopelessness?
In my personal life, no. For other situations regarding other people who wanted me to get involved or give them advice or whatever, I would definitely say I was just in despair when it came to their life. But me personally, in my personal life, I wouldn't say so, no.
Amazing. Well, happy White History Month, and I appreciate you responding to that. And I really do hope the president changed that 14th Amendment thing, bring it back to normal.
Yeah, you should look up that clip. It's like it's probably less than 30 seconds. Okay. But I appreciate you, Jesse. Thank you for all you do, and a happy White History Month to you, sir. You deserve it.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one and happy 4th of July.
You too. Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. Thank you, Hayden. Amazing. Let me go to California and talk to Kayla. Kayla, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
happy
Kayla.
White History Month.
Happy White History Month. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Did you see me in my glasses? Right now? No?
You're not live on my thing, that's why.
Oh, okay. Check it out later. It's amazing.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about my breakup. And how
to make up. That's all we do. All you ever do, Kayla, break up to make up.
Yeah, so I was completely excited. And I didn't see it coming. And like you were talking about with the other caller, I was in despair. But, you know, the old me, the old crazy me, would have reacted in like such a negative way. And I did react, but all I did was just say the truth. But he left without like closure, without explanation. And so it left me pretty crushed. But the right thing to do, and I want to say this to viewers if they're going through like any heartbreak, the silent prayer works, and it works for every situation. And it's like a way of grounding your own emotions. And, you know, a lot of people want to go right away to, oh, I want revenge. And no, because God knows, and God is a knowing God. So he knows what that other person did. He knows what you're doing. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say.
How long had you been together?
So he is active duty. And I've known him since high school, but we weren't really close back then. This was like 10 years ago. And he lives in another state. And we were talking for like 8 months, and then he just completely discarded me.
Oh, so you were dating this guy. He lives in another state. He's in active duty. And y'all right. only dated for how many, 10 months, you say?
For eight months. So I've known him. Yeah, I've known him since high school.
Oh, I see. But you were not dating back then, right?
Right. We were not dating. We weren't talking. Well, we were talking as friends, but we never got close.
Oh, okay.
And he was the one who actually wanted me to be his girlfriend.
And then all of a sudden, you just stopped hearing from him?
No. So what happened was he was pulling away. I was always present. I was always somebody say, you know, I never liked to argue. I never did that with him. I've been wanting to find reasons why he pulled away, but that's really just not my concern anymore. Because like I said, only God knows. It all ended with a phone call with him saying he wasn't feeling good. And then I kept asking him why, and he kept pulling away. And then that's it. And then it just like ended. And I said, well, you know, you've been pulling away lately. You've been acting indifferently. Like, and then like I called him wishy-washy, and then he just blocked me. And then that was it. Like 8 months, like just down the drain. And everything was going good like during those 8 months.
And had you seen him in person during those 8 months?
I did.
Oh, you did see him during the eight-month period.
So he used to come like for vacation from active duty and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So that's when I would see him. And, you know, we talk every day. We check in with each other every day. So it left me with like a longing for that, you know?
So you felt a state of despair when you stopped communicating?
Right.
And what did that feel like?
Just the longing for that security. Well, I wouldn't call it security, emotional security, but just the longing for what we had before that, whatever argument that was, because it wasn't really an argument. He just like completely left.
Amazing. And so are you over that now?
Yes and no. Like he's still in my head. Like he's still in my mind. But before, like,
yeah.
Because when the breakup was recent, it was more physical. And, you know, there were signs there. Like, I went on, something told me, like, something spoke to me, told me to check Facebook dating. And, like, literally 3 weeks after our breakup, it's only been a month, like, he was already looking for something long-term, which is kind of crazy to me. And that was, like, that just told me the truth. I don't know if it was God's way of saying the truth, like just get over it, you know, like, and it's hard to get over it, but eventually everyone will get over it. Do silent prayer for sure.
And so you found on Facebook that he was dating someone else?
No, that he had a profile looking for another relationship, a long term.
Oh, I see.
After just ending it with me.
And why did you go looking for that?
Because I was wondering why he left.
But why? Why would? Because the devil had
you. Because my mind races and like it right. just wants to know the truth.
But
you know?
that was evil that told you to look, and the reason evil told you to look for it, so it could give you more pain.
Right.
God would never tell you to look into Facebook or anywhere, because God does not tempt you like that. He does not set you up. He does not right. give you any pain. He only gives love. So that was right. Satan. You've done it already, but I would recommend you don't move on. You don't look anywhere for any proof. You already had a proof. You don't hear from him anymore. He doesn't want to talk to you. He doesn't talk. It's yeah. over. And that's all you need to know. And you just
right.
Don't get into any imagination about it.
That was 3 weeks after our breakup, and like, yes, it crushed me, but the truth, knowing the truth hurts less than just being lied to and just like being discarded, you know? So in a way, it kind of felt like a relief, because it was kind of like an answer to me that he's just a dog or something, you know?
Do you blame him for the way you feel?
I shouldn't.
Do you?
Yes.
And why do you blame him for the way you think and feel?
Because I thought that we had, like, something secure. And so it led me to believe that we did. So for him leaving, it kind of leaves me with a void.
But why do you blame him that you thought that having someone in your life would bring you security?
I don't know.
I want you to know there's nothing or no person or no anything that can bring you true security. And if sure. you think that you're going to find that in the world from anybody, anywhere, or anyhow, then you will be deceived.
Right.
And if you have that mindset and believe that, you can't blame anyone else for the way you feel because you are listening to evil, and evil is lying to you that if you had this, you'll feel better. Or if you had that, you'll feel better. If you have friends in your life, you'll feel better. If you got married and have children, you'll feel better. If you have money, it's lying to you. No physical person, place, or thing will ever bring you peace. And you cannot, and as long as you're blaming someone else because they didn't give you what you thought you were going to get, you're never going to be free. He is not to blame for the pain you feel now, for the way you thought that what you thought you had with him. That was on you and not him. And if you blame him, you're just going to create another situation.
Right. I agree.
So those thoughts of blaming him, let them pass. It is not true.
Right.
You understand that?
Yes.
Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, yeah. So just be glad, mean count it all joy that this situation happened so you can see what's going on inside of you, because everything that is happening is happening to you from within, and no one else is responsible for it at all.
Right. No, that's totally right.
So forget about him. Wish him well. Don't look online to see what he's doing or not doing or anything.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about, Jesse.
Let me ask, do you have a life?
Yes.
And what is your life?
My life is living in my potential and reaching for my purpose.
And what does that mean, living in your potential and reaching for your purpose? What does that mean?
Always, because, you know, in the past, I wouldn't really do anything with my life and just, like, stay home and be a couch potato. And then I just decided to just do everything that I can to live in the moment and keep trying to achieve my goals, which is finishing school, doing things that I haven't done before, which is sports, you know, moving up in work and getting promoted. That's my life.
Amazing. And you forgave your mother and father?
Yes.
Right on. Amazing, Kayla. Happy White History Month and happy 4th of July. But again, right on. And remember that everything you're feeling and thinking about that situation or anything, really, is happening inside of you, not on the outside of you at all.
Right.
It's happening in you. And so don't blame him or anyone for the way you're thinking and feeling, but overcome it.
I will shift my thinking. Thank you.
Amazing, Kayla. Good hearing from you.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Super, super, super. Super, super, super. Super chat.
Super chat.
I mean, will you eat and hate?
Huh?
If you can, you can hear. You look like you were eating. Yeah, you were. hate always have food at his desk.
Got to be ready.
Evidently.
Jamie bought two coffees with the biblical question answer.
Is life physical or spiritual?
Blend of both. The physical aspect involves the biological processes, survival and material world, while the spiritual aspect encompasses consciousness, purpose, and the soul. says Google.
So he repeated Google?
Apparently.
And who was that?
Jamie, of course. Shout out, Jamie.
Shout out, Jamie. Thank you. And I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. That's amazing. I appreciate it.
Nikki, 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Despair is like a Chinese finger trap. The more you try to fight it, the tighter it pulls you in. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Bible Thumper Thursday.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my 2 cents. Oh, she was just responding to despair.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Hannah is all identity crisis, quote unquote, is just thoughts feeling threatened, and all existential angst is thoughts wanting attention.
Amazing. Thank you.
G'day, Jesse, you absolute legend, quote unquote absolute, because he didn't want to say the word that I didn't want to say, bloody. quick yarn on that biblical quiz you dropped, fair dinkum mate. You nailed it.
Life's physical or spiritual?
Life's both physical and mental. A proper you-butte process. But the real trick is pulling your head out. We'll have to read the rest of this later.
Thank you. Back in a moment. Counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. I do shout outs for you. Birthday, happy 4th of July shout outs, birthday shout outs, anniversary shout outs, congratulations shout outs, encouragement shout out, whatever shout out, I would do them for you. And they are amazing, really. The people love the shout out. They always say, thank you, Jesse. That was amazing. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or you can go over there to shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right? Both places. And check out the merch. The merch is amazing. And we are celebrating as a part of the merch. I have my face on a silver coin, and it's a nice investment and a perfect way of helping us to help others. Watch this ad. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. Go to 800 or call 800-411-BOND or go to jesselp.shop. DestinyPeterson.shop, right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, DestinyPeterson.shop. And it is White History Month. After you get the silver coin, get some coffee. Good. Punch's coffee. That's not the coffee. That's not the coffee. Punch, that's the coffee. Punch's coffee is so good. You're going to be drinking Punch's coffee while appreciating your silver coin there. And you'll be like, what the? And then you're going to go right on down there to the store and get some White History merch. White History Month merch. You're going to get that. You'll be like, what? I have everything except DestinyPeterson.com merch. Mugs and t-shirts and hats and tote bags and all kind of stuff there. And every dime goes back to helping us to help others. It really goes right back into the nonprofit. And go to DestinyPeterson.shop. DestinyLeePeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. Or you can just go to joptalk.com and make a donation and all kinds of good things. Thank you all in advance. I do appreciate it. There's so much going on. Hey, can we finish those super chats first?
Yeah.
And then I go to the busy phones here. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Continuing with John, who had said with his five coffees, good day, Jesse, you absolute legend, and his quick yarn on the biblical quiz you dropped, fair right. Dinkum, mate, you nailed it.
Right.
He says, life's both physical and mental, a proper U-Butte process. Pardon me if I'm butchering the English language.
Yeah, you white.
But the real trick is pulling your head out and becoming one with that mental life, he says.
Amazing. Thank you, John. John, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing. Thank you.
John says, also got a question for you. Okay. What advice you got for us ordinary blokes who seem not to have a thought to do the silent prayer? We know we should, but it's like brain hasn't come back from walkabout. And next thing you know, we're 3 days deep without checking in unless prompt by a thought. Appreciate you heaps, Jesse. Always good value, mate. Keep doing what you do.
Heard around the world. In all honesty, John, if you're not doing it, it's because you're listening to evil. And they're giving you all kind of excuses and reasons not to do it. Because the last thing that evil, which is Satan, the spirit of evil, it doesn't want you to be still and let go. It wants you to think you can help yourself. As long as any human being think that they can help themselves, they can change themselves, they're never going to change it. That's what evil wants, because evil lives inside of you. Evil lives inside of every human being. There's not one on the planet or ever has been on the planet that evil has not lived in. And so it doesn't want you to do it. I would recommend you not listen to it and do it anyway. Practice being present with the light, with God, so that God can destroy the evil, take it out of you, change your heart and everything. I would recommend you not let it just convince you that you don't need to do it. All right? I wish you well, John. That's amazing. I recommend you do it. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. And so the truth can literally take over, and it will. For all those who admit and can see that they cannot change themselves, they can't change their life, they're out of control. I saw this story. It's supposed to be a true story of this guy that said that, according to the story, that someone treated him wrong. Oh, I know what it was. They owe him some money. I believe, I may be a little bit off about the story, what the situation was, but they owed, let's say they owed him money, and I think that's what it was. And when he went to collect the money, the person didn't give him the money. He got so angry that he took a hammer and beat this person to death, beat his head, and just beat him to death, and then set him on fire. And when they asked him, the police asked us, the investigators asked, why did you do it? He was like, something took me over. I don't know. I would have never ordinarily done something like that. I just lost it. Something made me do it. And when it was over, I realized, what have I done? And then they told him, oh, Lord, look what you've done. And so he stole the person's equipment, which created, it was the fear of what they had realized they have done created another situation, and they went and stole the equipment as a way of getting their money back. And that created another situation because it cost the police to find him. He kept leaving evidence. And that's what evil does. It causes you to react to one situation, to another situation, to another situation. And most people don't know that they're possessed with evil. They think it's them. It's not you. Every person born through the woman must be born of the Father, the Spirit of the Father. Amazing. There you know. Nice. I went on long, long about that.
Thanks again, John. Huapato Dave. Huapato Dave. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Five coffees. Explain to me like I'm black and slow why your silver coin is not a false god or idol.
Because you're not using it as an identity, man. Anything that you or anyone that you use to cover up your pain, you're making that your god. Good question, though. Thank you.
Very nice. Barbecue Pringle, yes or no, Jesse? If a person's inner development is good and their opportunity for advancement is available, then do they still have free will, also known as free choice, to destroy? Yes or no?
I don't understand the question. I can't make it clear either by calling 888-77-JESSE or making clear in your super chat. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbecue Pringle. I would try to help, but I myself am having trouble with this.
Oh, you don't understand it either?
Yeah, I would try to explain it to you, but I can't.
Right.
Because he seems to think that you have a free will in the first place.
Right.
So-called.
So I don't know how to respond to that because the question is not clear. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Barbecue Pringle, as always.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you. Kevin, very generous, over on Cash App.
Thank you, Kevin. Amazing. Kevin. Happy White History Month. Kevin.
Kevin S.
Kevin S. Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate it.
And that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Games for Rec on Pilled, says Jesse. Getting shot in Florida over a parking space is crazy.
I know. We have that soundbite coming up for you.
Mm.
But this is evil. And the world, it's a jungle. A mad, mad, nasty, vicious, evil jungle. Amazing. Thank you.
Carver, happy birthday to America and Hake.
Happy birthday. You're right. July is your birthday?
That's right.
When is it?
The 17th.
Whoa, coming soon.
Yeah.
Are we going to celebrate a whole year again? Or you already started celebrating?
We're still celebrating from last year. It was just my birthday on July 17th.
What a mess. Thank you.
Our Maria says, please tell Jesse I strongly recommend he watches yesterday's, meaning probably 2 days ago's, Punchy TV show. Happy Independence Day. What is that thing called? Fireworks emoji.
Amazing. With Bill?
Yeah.
That's from Al Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing. I will, Maria. Thank you. But I didn't see that day I was working.
Right.
Okay, I'll check it out. Bill's going to be glad to hear you. Appreciate it.
It was a fun show. I liked it, too.
Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out Maria.
I'll watch it over the weekend.
Nice. Half Black Tony says, and he stood this 8 minutes into the hour, the blacks are always late. The blacks always late.
That's for sure. And they call it CP time. They're so proud of being late. They say CP time.
What you mean they?
I was late this morning. I call that CP time.
That's one time I think you can say we.
Yeah, you were late too.
I suppose I was late.
We say we, what do you mean? Oh, me, we blacks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Amazing.
Hannes, yes, Italians are quote-unquote white. They are native Europeans. There are several types of whites, Germanics, Slavs, Norse, Iberian, Italic, Hellenic, Celtic, or Celtic, Frankish, and finally, liberals.
Amazing.
Says Hannes.
So I like all kind of blacks. I wonder if that caller was responding to you about the Italian, because you brought up the Italian. You bring them up all the time. Not all the time.
I have driven off Italian fans from my show with my talk about Italians.
Amazing.
Some Italians have been so offended, and I really got to cool it. Buddy, cool, watch it there, buddy. Talking about Italians.
Amazing.
Jim in Alaska, put this toward your 4th of July and America's 250th birthday party for you and the crew, triple exclamation mark. Love from Alaska. Smiley, generous super chat from Jim in Alaska.
Right on. Thank you, Jim. And happy 4th of July. Why here to you and the family, man. I really appreciate your support, Jim. Thank you. All the way from Alaska. Nice.
On Rumble, a Rumble rant from Nick LeBoy. Jesse.
It's amazing to me that Jim and his wife come all the way from Alaska to the Sunday meetings.
Yeah, yeah. And then fly right on back.
Right. You know you got to love the truth. What the? Nice.
Nick LeBoy, Jesse, you can rest your case for all those people who are confused when you say hell comes through the woman. I say to them, look at what women have been voting for and look at all the women in power.
I rest my case. I'm not just saying this. I'm saying it so that the women can realize hell come through them and it's passed on to their children and everything, because there are women who will realize, you know what, Jesse, you're right. And they are going and forgiving their mothers and their fathers, and now love is coming through them. But so it's not like a made-up thing or thrill thing or anything. It's out of love. And a lot of women have been lied to, and it just causes so much problem on Earth. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick, as always, on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
Gregatron, I'm here to tell you, nice shirt. Shirt emoji, American flag emoji.
Amazing. Celebrating America. What's the name of it? Who gave me the shirt?
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Vanessa. Amazing shirt. Thank you, Vanessa. Vanessa, love Bond. Really? And she's working on herself. Thank you, Vanessa.
On Pilled.net, the Hake Report gifted the can with American flag and firework emojis.
Thank you, Hake Report. The Hake Report, Hake Report, the Hake Report, la, la, la. And that's all to this song. The Hake Report, the Hake Report, it's the entire song. La, la, la.
You added some lyrics there.
What? The entire song and all that? I'm saying that's all to the song. A hate report, a hate report.
Deep. Steel Toe Morning Show rated the stream on Rumble. Thank you, sir.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Sion, you look like you're wearing the Constitution.
I am.
Where's the monkey shirt? South Africa, a lot of Ethiopians go there and open businesses, but they burn them down. AIDS-infested South Africa. They're just jealous of the immigrants succeeding in their country. But I agree with them, Jesse. I wish American NIGAHS, which I dare not read here, have the gonads to do something about the illegals. But here they're spoiled and protected. That's the problem. We came for here the proper way by a plane, spending thousands and thousands just to process visa at embassy. And what did we gain? Illegal immigrants out here making more money, living lavishly than the people who come here the right way.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion, and happy. Why, here's my happy 4th of July. And thanks. I'm going to wear the monkey shirt. I was looking through my closet, and I saw it. I'm like, wow, Sion, I want the monkey shirt. And whatever Sion wants, Sion gets. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Thank you. Let me go to Timothy out of Washington State. Timothy, you are on the air.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you, Timothy. Happy White History Month.
So yesterday I had to go to get my car serviced, and I wore my July Just Feels White shirt.
Nice.
And I got some smiles after I told everybody Happy White History Month at the lobby there. I didn't say anything, but as I was leaving, one gentleman told me that he liked my shirt, and I told him Happy White History Month.
Right on. So
that was my White History moment.
That's beautiful. I've noticed that when I wear that shirt, Happy White History Month, white people seem to be a little more nervous about it than the people of color, quote unquote.
Right.
And they seem to be surprised, and they're like, is that a thing? Is that real? I'm like, yeah, it's real. And then they smile because they're happy to find out that it does exist, but they're nervous that somebody may see that they're happy.
Right. Yes,
well,
I noticed that.
What amazing. Thank you, man, and happy White History Month, happy July 4th, and happy 250-year America. All white.
Yes, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Timothy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. And you can get your White History merch at jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Let me go to Henry out of New York. Henry, been waiting a while there. Henry, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. I have a cousin that I grew up with named Henry Lee.
Henry Lee.
In the South, everybody is a Lee. Go yeah, ahead. You're on air.
Well, man, I wanted you were talking about, you asked the caller the question, do you experience despair and loneliness?
And do you?
And I have been in that where I'm seem to be at a point where I'm beginning life anew. I had come home several years ago.
Speak up just a little bit more. Right into your phone.
How's that? Better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had come home some years before. I took care of my mom so she passed away.
She did.
I forgave her. We went through that, and you know, but I find that when she died, that ended the whole connection to like a whole life, because everybody in my family has all passed away, and I'm not married, have no children, and I find myself feeling lost. You know, I'm not quite sure what career I will go into. I'm not quite sure what the future holds, and sometimes it's hard to shake the fears of terror. Especially with the world changing. Everything I used to love about the world is now gone. You know, movies, books, everything that I loved is all gone. And, or so the thoughts tell me. And so I'm calling today in a real solid attempt to understand, you know, how do I get past this and rebuild this life?
So you lost family, no more family, and books and things that you normally would like are all gone, and you're in a state of despair?
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
You know,
hate want to respond to that first.
Repeat the question I was making.
Oh, you're right, making notes.
I was distracted.
Oh, he would take care of mother and everybody did. No family member, nowhere. And he doesn't have any wife or children. Have a wife or any children. Everybody, everything is gone. Even the books and the movies and things he used to like. Now he's in a state of despair. He doesn't know what the future is going to hold or anything. And you say?
We did have the men's forum yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You missed it.
You should have been at the men's forum.
Duh. No, sorry, Henry, in New York.
He's like, duh. You can repeat what you heard.
I don't necessarily remember what I heard.
Oh, okay.
So,
yesterday?
You're right. But what comes to mind is your mind wants to, like, define your life and judge your life. And in your situation right now, you're calling the show, you're listening to the show, you're talking to Jesse. I don't know if you need to do work or whatever, but you just do, just live and let it, like, it define itself. Let life define itself.
Henry, hold. Can you hold? I want to add to what he just said, all right?
Okay, man.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Hate news, not the fake news. I can't believe this 2 hours on. What the? Happy White History Month. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
The multi-day funeral in Iran begins for the late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, or pardon me if I'm butchering his name, rest in peace, the man whom Trump took out on the first day, February 28th or whenever that was, of the surprise war, if you want to call it that, in Iran. Memorial events for Khamenei, pardon me again. Butchering the name, who was killed alongside members of his family at the onset of the U.S. and Israel attacks against Iran. Operation Roaring Lion, I call it, over here in Israel. Just kidding. Operation whatever it was that Trump called it. On February 28th, started on Thursday night local time with a small service held for, last night local time, right? Small service held for the country's theocracy. They think they're ruled by God, the God of this world, the devil perhaps, near his former home in Tehran. And on Friday, security forces carried Khamenei's coffin by hand to the Grand Mosala in Iran's capital, where it's expected to remain for public viewing and prayers Saturday and Sunday before a procession through Tehran Monday. The mayor of Tehran, that's the capital of Iran, said that up to 20 million people could attend the funeral events there. That's according to Morning Brew and a guy, HVL. OpenAI is reportedly proposing giving the administration, 5% stake. I guess that means the government, the American government, 5% stake in OpenAI per Financial Times. They're in early discussions to give the U.S. government a share of the company as part of the effort to soften increasing political pressure on the AI industry. CEO Sam Altman reportedly floated the idea of government owning 5% of all the leading AI companies, not just OpenAI. Isn't that special? He volunteers everybody else too, huh? Per CNBC, it's not clear if companies like Anthropic or Google would be interested in Sam Altman's proposal. None of them responded to a request for a comment. There is extreme heat blanketing the East Coast. Be careful, y'all. Drink your water. Not too much, but not too little, okay? Temperatures in some states hit triple digits yesterday, which is Fahrenheit, of course. You Celsius or centigrade people, you have to figure it out. Look it up on the internet, unless you already know your conversions. Fahrenheit is much more practical for we normal people, anyway. Anyway, at least for this stuff. There's a heat dome, dangerous, by the way, in the eastern half of the USA, including cities like New York, Philly, Boston. And it's broken records in, like, D.C. and places like that in Boston, I heard, for their areas. So there are vulnerable populations, you know, old people or sort of sickly people. There's outdoor 4th of July, Independence Day celebrations this weekend, you know. Heat waves aren't just a danger for the human body. They also hurt the economy by stifling activity and disrupting travel. If you have to be outside the weekend, figure out how to stay safe. Look it up if you don't already know. Anyway, the goal in California of higher voter turnout, it remains elusive. According to this headline in Ground News, I was reading Morning Brew earlier, but this is Ground News. As changes have extended ballot counting, you know, they're trying to make it so easy and so convenient. You have to basically try not to vote almost in California. And they still have low voter turnout. Turnout 40.8%, an increase over the previous two primaries, but well below historic levels, with counties required to complete counting by Thursday. I guess that's because the white population is at record lows, because the white population is probably more per capita, high voter propensity, people who actually care about what's going on enough to inconvenience themselves, even though it's no longer an inconvenience, by voting on, you know, voting day. Now it's voting month, seemingly, or more. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
July is White History. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man and uniting the races with truth. Truth. Instead of dividing them with lies. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just can't sit and watch the show, we're on 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world. So different time zones for different folks. And they got to run around. They're like, Jesse, what should I do? Podcast and listen on your phone as you move about by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It is. Easy Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I see despair.
For more than 100 years, the rule has been simple. If you're born in America, you are an American.
Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day. I can use my EBT.
And it looks like that won't change.
You can see even before that, Alyssa Thomas knees Caitlin Clark, then puts her fist into Kit Clark's neck.
Things will never change.
Both 16-year-old suspects facing charges in the murder of Penn State student William Billy Schmidt.
When will this nightmare end?
Here are some do's and don'ts of our marriage. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
We walked into a room. It was filthy. It was dirty. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry. Our cleaning company is terrible. I said, I have a cleaning company.
He didn't exactly have a cleaning company yet, but he did have $27 worth of cleaning supplies.
You know, I went home and tried to figure out how much it would cost to do a building of this size.
He got the job, and 313 Cleaning was born. Then came the next opportunity.
This video is so powerful, I hardly know how to do it. It just says everything. It really does. If you think you're a victim, it's only because you want to be a victim. You want it. You have the life that you want, so you can't blame anyone. I don't care who you are, what your race, or male or female, anywhere in the world, you want to be a victim. You want to be whatever it is you are. I want to go quickly back to Henry out of New York. Henry lost all his family. His mama died. He used to take care of mama. Mama died. Everybody else dead. And then he is not married, no children. And now he feels a sense of depression. I mean, despair. Henry, am I right in what I just said?
Yeah, man, that basically is it. I mean, you know, I mean, just in a nutshell, because I wanted to make it concise,
right?
So that I can have something to work on, and you can, you know, talk about it and let other people learn. Because there's a lot to it than that, but that's essentially it. And you know, watching that story with the guy, I'm like, you know, I'll be 63. I admire his youth. You know, I mean, I find that I'm also afraid because I'm getting old, right? My body is a bit, you know.
Amazing. And your question for me is what?
My question is to me, somebody call you up like this, man, and it's like, I want a shift, man. So I want a shift.
And despair, what does that feel like? Describe the feeling of despair.
Despair feels like, you know, for me, it's like a shame. Like I feel like you've done everything wrong. You know, all of your lies and all your little scheming thing around life that you went and thought you was doing to your youth, everything is caught up to you, and now you're getting yours. And it's that despair, like, you know, just like, yeah. Not only is it horrible, but you deserve it, you know what I mean? And, you know, and then I start to feel like, you know, that's despair. Like, there's no hope.
Right. No hope. And how old are you right now?
I'm going to be 63 in a couple of days.
No, how old are you right now?
62.
So when you say you feel despair because you've lost everything around you, for lack of a better word, who is feeling that way?
The image that I created inside of myself, it feels that way. Like the person I've thought myself to be feels that way.
And are you your feelings?
Psychologically, I know I'm not, but physiologically, it seems to be connected to my body. Like, my feelings and the body can have a life of their own sometimes, it seems.
Well, you definitely feel the feeling in your body because you believe it in the thoughts and imagination. But mm-hmm. Are you your thoughts?
Well, I know I'm not. You know, like, I know the right answer, but I think deep down inside, I believe them, even though I know they're not real.
And so you're not your feelings?
I'm not my feelings and thoughts. Yeah.
And are you your thinking about the past or the future or what's going to happen later and blah, blah, blah? Is there a past or a future?
No, there really isn't.
And so why are you going with this false feeling of despair? I promise you, really, this I promise, not because of me, but the Spirit of the Father, there is no such, you, a human being, can never be in a state of despair. That's an illusion feeling. It's not happening to you at all, but you believe it a lie. There is never, not only is it not true that you are in a state of despair, there is never, ever, 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 but never a reason to feel that way. It's a made-up lie from this false spirit that's made a home in you. You cannot be despair. Despair doesn't exist. You're caught up with a thought or thoughts, and then they fell into feelings. That's why I tell you over and over again that all feelings and emotions are evil. They're not real. Why not let go of the thoughts or at least be aware of them, sit with them, walk with them, sleep with them, live with them? Don't call them you, and they will be taken away from you by the light. Why not do that?
When you say don't call them me, like so a stupid thought comes into mind, you know?
Yeah.
And I say, I see you. I see that thought, right?
Right.
And then I say, that's not me.
Yes.
And then, you know, that's essentially it. That's not me. You know, it's not me.
Right.
Okay.
And the moment you say it, because after a while you won't have to say it, but saying it quietly to yourself right now is just reminding you that it's not you. And the very moment that you say it, the devil and his demons, and there are a whole bunch of them inside of human beings, they have a fit. They go crazy. Yes, it is you. And then they get stronger. They start screaming. And then they be quiet for a moment to see how to find your weakness again so they can act up again to make you think that it's you.
Right. Right.
That's
exactly how they do it. Yeah. But
it's not you, and that's why you have to sit by the dock of the bay and wait for the fog to disappear, because by waiting and doing nothing about these thoughts and feelings but go to work and just live your life, whatever you're doing, the light will come and the fog will disappear. You will have a clear mind. You will have a clear mind, and it'll blow your mind. You'll be thanking God every day that you just waited. You didn't do anything about it. You felt weak. You felt afraid. You felt uncertain. But you waited, and you allow him to take care of that for you. He promised that he would for those who wait upon him. Everything you're feeling, hearing, and thinking and feeling are not you at all.
I see.
None of it is real.
Right. And the anger, you know, isn't real. I mean, you know, when I observe, part of that despair comes from feeling alone around people a lot because so many people. I'm black, right, by the way.
He black.
And I'm black. And, you know, I'm a patriot. I love my country. You know, I listen to the show religiously. You know, I loved real history. But you stand alone in that in a lot of the environment. And I, you know, and that's the
beauty of it. If a man or a woman is unwilling to stand alone, they would never know God, because they would always be reaching outside for the crowd or for something to make them feel a sense of security. They use others, and others use them. And as long as you're doing that, you're never going to know God. It's the man or the woman who stand alone, and you will see that God is with you, and you will have perfect peace. Because the people you're trying to, that you're around, those people lost, unhappy, they're using each other to make themselves feel good, and then they go home at night and they cry.
Right. And that feeling that sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm better than them. I know that's not real either.
Right. Yeah. Another false feeling is all the nature of evil. All human beings are possessed. All of us are possessed by evil. It made a home in us when we became angry at the mothers and the fathers. It made a home. We forgot our identity. We turned away from it to a false identity. And most people never overcome that. And that's why they become wicked and evil and get worse and they have no peace. And now they're looking for it outside through others and through things. They never find it.
Is that what allows you sometime when you're talking to people, like sometime I watch some of the shows and I would be like, why are you having this person on the show if you know this person is a knucklehead? You know that person is crazy. Why are you having them on the show? And then they tell you their crazy thought, and you always seem so light with them. Like, you know, like I watch it, and I like, you know, I want to like, you know, say, you know, but you say, you always say kind things, and you kind of, no matter what is said, you keep a lightness to it. Is that how you do that? Because you really love them on the inside. You're doing this because you feel this is God's mission that he gave you. And it's not about that other person. It's about the mission.
No, thanks to God. When I forgave my mother and father, he forgave me and he set me free. And he allowed me to see that it was never me. There was never anything to be ashamed of or mad about or worry about or no future. It was never me. It was always the demon that made a home in me, and they were controlling me as they do with all people in the Old Testament and the New until they come back to the light. And I can see that the people just can't see. And even if they're trying to hurt me, they're not hurting me. They're hurting themselves. Because what they're putting out come back on them. So when I'm doing the shows, I'm interviewing people, I clearly see that they just can't help themselves. It's not them. They just don't know it. It's the spirit that made a home in them. And when you love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your enemy, the world cannot touch you. Without your effort at all, there's no one there for them to hurt or make feel good. That's why I recommend, Henry, that you stop calling those demons you, be aware of them, live with them, and wait up on the truth, and the truth will destroy them, and they will no longer have a home inside of you. You have a clear mind, a clear heart, and you will love your enemy, and you will love God with all your whole soul and might, and you and the Father will be one. You will be a son of God.
Okay, brother. I appreciate that, man. I have the movers coming tomorrow, and I'm gonna stay with a friend for a while on his couch, and try to figure out what the next step is. But I appreciate you taking the call and the things that you say and show, because, brother, sometime the whole day this show is all we got, all I got.
Well, you just stay with it, and you're doing the silent prayer every morning and night? No.
Well, I do it a little bit more, actually, sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm doing it wrong. That's the feeling. I'll sit and I'll do it, but sometimes I get disappointed because I don't necessarily feel something coming from it right away.
Don't look for feeling. You want to overcome feelings.
Right.
So don't let the devil tell you you're not doing it right. You didn't get the same feeling you got before or nothing happened, because you go right back into thoughts, and the thoughts are from evil. All thoughts are all lies. You got to observe those thoughts, but don't believe what they have to say. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Not every morning, every night, no.
Well, how would the light help you if you don't stay with it?
There you go.
No, that was a question.
Yeah. Because I listen to the thoughts and I feel the despair and I feel like, what good is it doing? You know, God doesn't love me, that kind of thing, you know, those thoughts.
And so as long as you're doing that, how can God help you? When you're worshiping evil, any human being that listens to thoughts are worshiping evil. Every human being on the planet is evil until their heart changes to love. And not emotional love, because God is not an emotional God. He's a dispassionate God. Satan is an emotional God. How will he help you, Henry, if you continue to worship thoughts? You and the emotions and thoughts are the same. That you are the devil and the devil is you. How will he help you if you keep living that way? You're worshiping evil.
Exactly.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, I can't. He won't be able to. He literally won't be able to. He won't be able to help me because, you know, he's there. It's there. It's there to help me. He's there, but I'm putting all my focus on something else.
Be weak. Be weak. And stay weak. And let him come in and save the lost, save the weak. And you'll be fine. But you got to do the silent prayer, man. You got to stay present. Evil doesn't want you to be still and let go. It wants you to react to one thing, from one thing to another, and to judge somebody or send out negative thoughts about others and write bad letters and notes to others and all that. It wants you doing that.
Right. It wants me looking at Facebook and you know, being angry at what I see in the world.
Yes.
Black folks is doing, and all that you want me doing that, right?
So, and unless you stay with the light, you're not going to ever be able to stop doing that. It'll just get worse. The light will cause you to not even be interested in the world. You will get to the point, if you stay with this, if you do it and stay with it, you will get to the point that the world wouldn't matter to you at all. You will have no interest in the world at all. You wouldn't be thinking black or white, conservative, Democrat, liberal, and all that mess, because you will overcome the world. And when you overcome the world, you have no interest in the world, period. But you got to let the light do that through you.
Right.
All right?
All right, brother. Wow, what a call, man. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. All your team, brother, and I'll keep you posted, brother.
Absolutely. Stay with it.
All right, my man.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right, you too, buddy. Bye. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Teresa. Teresa's gone. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good day, Jesse. How in the heck are you?
All is well, Tony.
Wonderful.
Happy White History Month, Tony.
I'm so glad we're getting our country
back. Tony, happy White History Month.
I don't deal with paganism, Jesse.
Who?
You know this. Paganism.
Who is paganism?
You is paganism.
Who is pagan? What does that mean?
It means that man-made folly, man-made foolishness.
Oh, so you don't celebrate? Lies. You don't celebrate Black History either?
No, I don't.
Amazing.
Every day is Black History. Every day is Black History, Justin. You know
I'm
why?
Sorry,
I say that?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Because everything.
Why do you say that every day? What do you mean by everything? Every day is Black History.
I ain't say Black History. I said everything is blackness because everything came from darkness. Everything, and you're going back to darkness when you expire from this world.
What does that mean? What do you
so
mean
everything
by that?
Is darkness.
What do you mean everything
it's
came
common
from
darkness?
Tony, what do you mean everything came from darkness?
When you was born, you was in darkness.
Tony, what do you mean by everything came from darkness?
Once again, Jesse, don't keep repeating the same thing I'm telling you. When you was born, you was in darkness until you came out that womb.
Tony, what do you mean everything came from darkness? Tony.
Yes. Oh, see, then you want to prolong this, and then you're going to hang up. And then
what do you mean by everything came from darkness?
I just told you. Before there was light, there was what, Jesse? Darkness.
What? How is that possible?
Come on, Jesse.
How is that possible, before there was light, there was darkness? How is that possible?
Because it was. That's point blank. According to your Bible,
Where you get that from?
From your Bible, Destiny. And so your religion, Christianity teaches that.
And so you believe that evil existed before God?
No.
Well, what do you mean there was darkness
in this world?
Well, what do you mean that there was darkness before
God? God brought evil into this world. Everything came from God, correct?
Tony, let's come back.
Answer your question,
so
Destiny.
You're saying that the darkness existed before God, before the light?
Yes.
So how can darkness exist before the light if the darkness came out of the light?
No, it didn't come out of the light.
It did.
We had darkness before light. Jesse.
What revealed darkness?
Stop lying, Jesse.
Tony, does the light reveal darkness or does the darkness reveal the light?
Darkness revealed the light.
And how can darkness reveal the light?
How? Ask a scientist. I'm not a scientist.
You made the statement.
I'm so happy that we are getting our country back.
Tony, how can darkness reveal light?
Because darkness disappeared when the light showed.
But that light, what causing the darkness? What is causing the darkness to leave? The light or the darkness?
The light.
And so, how can darkness reveal the light then?
The same way light reveals darkness.
Darkness,
the same way.
Tony. Darkness can only reveal darkness.
No, that's not true. Justin.
It's the light that reveals the darkness.
You tell that lie to somebody else.
So how can darkness reveal the light?
Yes, sir. I didn't call you for no darkness.
You said it though. You should don't say it if you don't. Tony, don't say it. Tony, don't say it if you don't want to talk about it. You made statements off the just out of your. Tony, hold on. Hold on, Tony. Hold on.
Somebody talk with the country.
Tell Tony, hold on. I will hang up on him. He made these stupid statement lies off the cuff, and he wanted them to just go by and not challenge at all. That's why he say things. He say crazy stuff. I'm trying to get him to slow down so I can understand what he's thinking. Tony.
Yes, Justin.
How can darkness reveal light?
How?
Yeah.
By moving out the way and let the light shine. And so, wait a minute. Can I give you my statement so you won't keep on interfering and repeat the
Tony,
same thing?
Tony, go ahead. How can darkness reveal the light?
When darkness removes itself, light shine. When the light removes itself, darkness come back.
How can darkness remove itself with no light?
I don't know. I'm not God. I can't answer that.
So question. Why are you saying that then?
Because I speak the truth. That's why.
No, you don't. You just say stupid stuff off your head, and it makes no sense.
No, because you don't want to deal with the truth. You want to deal with all this paganism and all this untruth, like Santa Claus.
All right. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Troy out of Maine. Minnesota, my bad. Troy, you are on the air.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you. You too. Happy White History Month. Amazing.
Hey, before my question, I just wanted to say a Bible verse, if that's okay.
Okay.
It's from Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be silent.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yes.
Bible thumping right there. Go ahead.
So, I don't know if I told you, but my mom has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. She got
you were at the bar meeting, huh?
I'm at a mall right now. I'm not trying to go to.
Were you at our meeting last Sunday?
The Juneteenth weekend. Yes.
Oh, right on. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Your mother
is amazing.
Your mother died of cancer, you say?
Yeah, she got diagnosed with terminal cancer about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's been kind of a roller coaster for her. Whenever she gets treatments, she gets pretty moody, and she's not a believer in God. And she gets very, I don't want to say, she dwells, and she gets very moody and does stuff like, I don't love her anymore, and all this, kind of crazy stuff. And I'm kind of just wondering what you think I should do when she does that. Should I just walk away when she starts talking like that?
What have you been doing?
Whenever she does that, I just tell her that, because I know I did what you told me to. I went and forgave her and said, it was wrong for me to resent you for all the things that you've done. I didn't grow up with my father. So all that stuff. And she dwells on that. She's not.
Did you see for yourself that you needed to forgive her, that you were wrong for resenting her, not just because I said it?
Yeah, this was before I found you.
Oh, okay.
So
how have you been dealing with her so far? What have you been doing?
I try to be a good son. I try to meet with her like once or twice a week to, go to lunch or something so we can kind of repair our relationship. It wasn't very good prior to her cancer diagnosis. It was, because my life was not great. But ever since I've apologized to her, everything's been getting better. And, but I just feel like she, you know, in the Bible it says the godless love their anger. And I feel like she actually loves the situations that she's in, but she wants to spread the darkness, you know, spread the dwelling.
And why do you call having lecture her a good son?
Well, it's just because it makes her happy.
Why are you trying to make evil happy?
Yeah, probably shouldn't do that.
No, that was a question.
Just because if these are the last years we have together, I want it to be good, and I don't want her to suffer excessively if she doesn't have to.
Why you don't want her to suffer? Mm. Who are you not... to not want someone else to suffer? Why you don't want her to suffer, and why you call yourself being a good son? Why you don't want her to suffer?
Mm. I probably should not worry about
that.
No,
that was a question.
Oh. Well, because I love her, and, you know, when I...
Does God love her?
I think so.
And does God let her suffer?
Yes.
So why you say your love is to not want her to suffer? Mm. Why do you call that love?
Mm. Yeah, I'm probably doing it
wrong. No, that was a question.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe I gotta let her suffer.
No, that was a question. Why do you call her... You call it love to try to prevent her from suffering because you don't want her to suffer, but God loved her and He'll let her suffer. Hold on a minute. Can you hold?
Yep.
Let me, the treasure chest is now open. I mean, now, stretch I'm off totally is open on pure.net. Back in a moment.
But you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Okay, welcome back. Quick announcement. Number one, we have an amazing newsletter going out. I think next week, or maybe it's already gone out. And if you'd like a free copy of that, you can get it by going to rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe at no cost to you. Amazing newsletter. We put them out twice, two to three times a year. And... don't forget to support us. Go to Jesse Lee Peterson, JLPTalk.com, JLPTalk.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and make a donation there, or scan the QR code, or you can mail it in. Check a money order made out to Bond, and it's a 501c3. Make it out to Bond, send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California. 800-800-9035. If you missed all that, go to jlptalk.com. The information is there, too. And I do appreciate it. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake and Big Bob. I just saw Big Bob. He is back. A smart black guy. Smart black man. One of the smartest black men. He knows history. He may not know algebra, but he knows history. He may not know the French that he took, but he knows history. Big Bob is back with Hake today at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Really, when you watch the FallenState.tv, you're going to see, wow, this is the same thing happening in America. You're going to see it. Jake Monroe, a goth YouTuber and alt-right nationalist from, I didn't get a chance to ask him about the alt-right thing, I don't think. It was so, the conversation was so amazing. But watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Essentially what's happening here is a brainwashed female population of the UK and a very, very large Muslim population.
They have allowed these people to come in and completely take over. Why did the white man give in to the white woman?
Thousands of years worth of men have known the very nature of women. As soon as women gain control, it is not too long before society is destroyed. It would be better if people here in the UK had nothing left. Got nothing left to lose, let's fight.
At 11 a.m. today, you don't want to miss it. Tell your mama. Three ways of communication. And you need to use all three of them today. Telephone, telegraph, telewoman. And the word will get around. You don't want to miss Jake. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. And or jessalinepeterson.locals.com. And after the Fallen State, the American anchor, baby, on fire, ready, willing, and able to stand for the truth. Right after the Fallen State, and every Friday after the fallenstate.tv. And then fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All are invited. And let's say you're somewhere in the world where you just can't be at the meeting because people come from around the world to Sunday morning's fellowship. But if you can't be there, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? And don't forget to donate, support us. And I remind you because I'm told to remind you. I forget to remind you because I'm thinking people just going to do it. But no, like, no. And some people say, Jesse, thank you for reminding me. All right? And check out Bill on Punchy.tv. Bill, Punchy.tv. Bill, don't mess with Bill. Amazing. Thank you. I want to go quickly back to Troy and see how many calls. We're getting as many calls as possible here today and super chats as well. So Troy, mama, according to Troy, has been diagnosed with cancer. She's dying. And mama hasn't been a very nice person. But he feel bad for her. He wanted to be a good son, so he been having lunch with the devil. And then Troy feel bad for the devil and don't want the devil to suffer. And Troy, you say you love your mama, but and so that's why you don't want her to suffer. And you agree with me that God loves her, but God will let her suffer because that's what she wants. Why don't you do the same if you love her?
That's why I had to call you, Jesse, to figure that out.
No, why don't you do the same if you love her?
I thought I could try to save her, but I guess I can't.
Can you save yourself?
Only God can do that.
Can you save yourself?
Yes.
How can you save yourself?
By letting go.
And And so what made, and so why would you let you, what that mean, let it go, if you think you can save yourself?
Well, you know, I didn't grow up in the church my whole life, and I thought I could live life by myself. I had to let that go.
But you said that you can save yourself, right?
Oh, well, probably not.
Can you?
I can't save, not alone. No.
Can you save yourself, period?
No, I don't think so.
Then why are you trying to save your mama? What makes you think you can save your mama?
I guess just, I was just trying to be loving.
How are you trying to be loving?
Well, it's just, you know, I'm trying to do what the Bible says, honor thy father and mother. I know that says, just, I know you say that means just don't resent them.
And you think when you're trying to say your mama, you're honoring her?
Well, I'm just, like I said, I'm just trying to help her because she's my mom.
You think trying to save your mama from her pain is honoring her?
Probably not.
You think trying to save your mama is honoring her?
No.
Then what do you mean then?
Yeah, I don't know. She's just, I guess trying to drag me down. So maybe I got to just let her go.
How is she trying to drag you down?
Well, yesterday, like, we went to lunch, and like I said, I did what you said, and I you know, went up to her and forgave her and all that stuff. But it seems like every time that she gets treatment now, she always brings that up, and she's like, oh, you hate me. You think I'm this. You think I'm a terrible person, blah, blah, blah. And I finally told her, I'm like, listen, if this is how it's going to be, let's just go our separate ways, like, for the day. I don't want to be around this because I've got enough on my own plate. I don't need this. And then after that, she dropped it. But it's just, it makes it so it's like I don't even want to see her anymore, especially when she's during after the treatment.
Is it your mama's fault that you feeling this way and acting this way? Is it your mama's fault or your fault? It may be my fault. Is it your fault or your mama's fault?
Probably my fault.
Is it or not? Your mama's fault or your fault?
That I get frustrated?
Yes. And that you go around and try to save her and be a good son. Is it her fault and that you feel that way and everything, or your fault?
It's my fault.
Then why are you blaming her that you go around her and you know how she is, but you're trying to be a good son, and then the devil comes out, and now you're mad at the devil by doing this to the good son? How can you blame her?
I can't.
Well, why are you doing it then?
I just couldn't figure that out.
Couldn't figure what out?
Well, like I said, I never had my father, and, you know, my mother with it, like, this is the first time. I mean, with cancer, you never know how somebody's going to go through that, so I just don't know how to deal
with it. Why are you
even
concerned about how somebody goes through cancer? That's on them. Why is that a concern of yours?
I don't know. I guess she kind of brings up the hell.
Is that her fault or your fault? It may be my fault. Is it your fault, her fault, or yours? She can't bring something up in you that out of you that's not in you already.
Yeah, I guess I got to stop being a people pleaser.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I just feel like if I'm doing this for my mom, that she'll be happy, but it's not working. So maybe I have to, just like you said, let her suffer. And
what else can you do about her suffering? What's your other choice?
Yeah. Nothing.
So why is that an issue then?
I don't know. I thought it would help, but it's not helping. So I think.
How did you think going around your mother to try to make her feel better would help?
I thought just family. You try to be there for each other in their moments of trial, but for this one, I don't think it's working.
That doesn't work in any family. Why did you think it would work with your family?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
What's a tough one?
Well, you know, I've just been working on myself for so long, and this cancer diagnosis kind of just really came out of nowhere. But I do think it actually was the greatest blessing for me, because I was finally able to forgive my mother and then also forgive my father.
Did you forgive your mother before she got the cancer or afterward?
Afterwards.
Oh, so you thought she was going to die, and then you forgave her?
Well, I realized how much she meant to me. I remember I realized everything that she's done for me. And even with all the faults, I felt very small at that time. I felt very weak. And I realized it's like, hey, you know, you can't go around hating her anymore because.
But
you, know,
you still hate her. You still hate her. You try to save her. And then when you go to try to make her comfort and being a good son. I mean, a good son, and then she goes off on you. Now you hate her again.
Mm-hmm.
So you have forgiven her. Because when you forgive the devil, you're done with the devil, and the devil can't touch you anymore.
Damn. Yeah. I guess I still
got
to work on that.
You have this guilt because she got... been diagnosed with, according to you, been diagnosed with cancer. That's not your fault. That's her problem. She want that.
Yeah, she was a smoker most of her life, and it was initially pancreatic cancer, but it spread all over her body. So, I mean, she did bring it on herself.
Troy, you need. I gotta go, but.
Sure.
You need. Are you doing a silent prayer every day?
Every day in the morning. I got to start doing it at night.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning, every night?
In the morning, yes. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start at night now.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning, every night?
No.
How would the light save you if you stay with the darkness? If you choose the darkness over the light, how would the light help you?
It can't.
So then why do you stand in the light then?
I have to do that. I got to walk towards the light.
I wish you well, Troy.
All right. God bless you, Jesse. Thank you so much.
And make sure whatever you do with you and your mama's situation, that you see clearly what to do for yourself, not because somebody else said it, not because she said or I said, but you need to see clearly because if she aspired, the devil going to tell you, oh, you didn't do this with your mama. And then you're going to have a false sense of guilt.
Yeah, I know. I there's nothing I can do about the cancer. I just have to live my life. You know, we're separate people, and she has to fight this journey by herself.
Are you sure about that?
That we're separate?
Right.
Separate being?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man, just don't resent her. You got to make sure you don't resent her. Don't get angry at what you see in her. That's in her. It has nothing to do with you. And your mother has the life that she wants. That's why God's not going to interfere with her life unless she asks for help, too, from him. But if she doesn't ask, he lets you have the life you want, and you have no one to blame but yourself. So don't resent her. She can't. That's what she wants.
Yeah, she's not, you know, been a away from the church most of her life. And I think that's, I've tried to bring her back and she doesn't want it. So I got to just let her be.
Amazing. I wish you well.
All right. Love you, Jesse. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
All right. Let me go to Australia and talk to a first-time caller, Dwayne, out of Australia. Dwayne, you are on the air.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you, Dwayne. Come closer to your phone. Happy White History Month.
Yeah, you too. I'm starting every day this month. I'm looking in the mirror and saying, now there's a winner. There's an alabaster angel.
Amazing.
It is amazing. You know what else is amazing? I learned so much just listening to you then talk to that other caller. What's amazing is in Australia, we have counsellors that have certifications for things to talk about and talk to people to help them with their problems. And what's amazing is listening how you kind of told him to not care for his dying mother and to not show her any sort of compassion whatsoever. And then we cut to a ad break and had you on the your recorded audio, and you were sort of, talking about love and compassion. So I was a little confused.
Oh, okay. And your question is what?
My question is, why on earth do you praise white people so much when it's so evident that there are so many flaws to our history is atrocious?
Are you white?
I am white, yeah.
So let's go back to the first statement you made first about...
Hang on a second, Jesse, though. Why?
No.
Why are we going back to the first?
Because
why are we doing it?
It sounds like you believe that Troy is showing his mother compassion by caring about or concerned about her cancer treatment. Why do you call that compassion?
Because that is the essence of compassion.
How
do you
is
have
that?
A mother, Jesse? I imagine you
how,
do.
How is
do you
that?
Not care for your mother?
How is that compassion? Tell me, when you say it's the essence of compassion, how is that
how is the essence of compassion?
How is that?
Because it's above religion. It's above politics. It's above everything. It's the love and bond between a mother and a son. And you just told that poor man not to engage... trying to relieve his mother and bond with her. That's,
how is he going to relieve her? Well, let me ask. Do you think, who do you think loved his mother more, Troy or God?
Troy.
So Troy loved his mother more than God loves his mother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why do you say that?
Because I don't believe in God.
Oh, well, no wonder. Why don't you?
Yeah, there.
Why don't you believe
because
it?
I think it's an because I think that's a bit of an insult to Mother Nature, and it's got a lot of flaws in it, and responsible for a lot of horrible things and not many good things.
What is God? Tell me one thing that God is. Tell me what, because of time, Dwayne. Tell me one horrible thing that God is responsible for.
There's nothing God is responsible for, Jesse, because God doesn't exist.
But you just said he was responsible for horrible things.
No, I'm saying religion and people that like you that believe and perpetuate this ridiculous perforated myth of that as was once probably a motivational handbook.
Amazing.
And you talk about light and darkness. Do you know why people? Talk like you talk about white light being good and darkness being bad. It's probably from an animal instinct deep within humanity that at night time you see as far.
Well,
so
human nature, human beings are
right?
animals.
So now you fast forward thousands of years, you've turned this simple thing into a huge life dividing metaphor that's responsible for untold terror.
Tony. He saw that, Tony. Dwayne, you think Mother Nature feels insulted?
No, I don't think she... I think she has been insulted. I don't think that she would even register like that. I don't think it, in those kind of terms. It's a bit more grounded, I think. I mean, sort of.
What do you think about the attack on white people in their own country, in the UK, South Africa, America, and around the world? What do you think about the genocide that's being brought up on white people right now?
I don't think it's a genocide.
Yes.
But there's another genocide going on that doesn't really get much mentioned.
I know, but tell me, before you mention that, tell me...
Anything that happens to anybody is terrible, Jesse.
What do you think about, Andre, what the... What do you think about the genocide...
Just call me Tony.
I know, my bad, I'm sorry. What do you think about what do you think about the genocide upon white America right now?
I don't think there is a genocide upon white America at all.
What do you call it?
Sensationalizing something like that kind of
what do you call it? If it's not a genocide, what is it?
Yeah, well, if it's not a genocide, what is what's happening to the Palestinians? What do you think about that?
And tell me about the whites first, and then we get to the Palestinians. Shout out to the Palestinians.
About the genocide? Well, I don't think there's a genocide on white.
Why
people.
Not?
I think.
Why not?
Because it doesn't meet the requirements of it.
Amazing.
I mean,
white people being killed, robbed,
murdered.
Dwayne, I got to run. Call me back next week, all right? Because of time, I got to run. Call me next week. Super Chats.
Over on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, Nick LaVoie says, Jesse and crew have a happy 250th anniversary, 4th of July. God bless.
Thank you. Happy 4th of July and happy 250 years of America.
And don't forget to be American is like bananas and rice. Crazy emoji. Crazy face. Love y'all.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 377 gold pills. Oh, Lord, it's Toby. He gonna cry today. Give us those salty tears, Kunta Kinte.
Is Pastor Chatelet black or white?
I don't know. I've never thought about that.
Thank you, Pastor. Happy White History and happy 250 years of America.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nick LaVoie with another Rumble rant. Democrats have managed to wrap up with a bow. LGBT, socialism, communism, racism, division, and more. Packaging it all as a Bible.
Anything but love.
A cult to die for.
Chris said that Dwayne may be, Tony may be white. The black Tony.
Yeah. That Dwayne may be the black,
right.
The white Tony.
I kept calling him Tony because he reminded me of Tony. Shout out to Dwayne. Go ahead.
A cult to die for, says Nick LaVoie, referring to all those things, is why they are willing to destroy America. It's their Bible.
What a mess, huh? Thank you. What a mess.
It's Zeppa over on Facebook. Greetings from President Trump's cousin in Florida. Nice.
Amazing. I didn't know you had a cousin.
Me neither.
Amazing. Thank you.
Allison, I quit my job yesterday. Thank you for your wisdom. I feel so much better. She called from yesterday.
Oh, that's what Allison is, the lady that takes care of the husband.
Elderly.
That, according to her, the wife keeps getting drunk.
I feel so much better, and I will make my way with God guiding me and my skills. Heart, flag, American flag, and celebration hands twice.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with us.
The Hake Report gifted the Cookie Monster American flag saying, do not despair.
Thank you, The Hake Report. I appreciate it.
Van Varner, Jesse, do you consider yourself a red pill man?
I don't know what that is.
The truth about women and relationships.
No,
like that.
I have no consideration of myself at all.
Rick P. Monthly.
Thank you, though.
Monthly summer donate from Rick P.
Thank you, Rick P.
Brandy from Hawaii. Jesse, I posted your White History Month American flag meme and got attacked by black and whites, but also got a lot of whites loving with pink hearts it and sharing it.
Right on. Forgive them, those that attack you. They can't see. And don't take it personal because it's not happening to you. Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Jamie, Jesse, what you doing this weekend? Don't say relaxing or cutting grass. What fun is going on? Have a great weekend, Bond.
Amazing. Absolutely nothing.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Amazing. Thank y'all. I am so out of time. William Brandon, a first-time caller, Brandon from Illinois. Derek Brady, I'm out of time. Bye, y'all. I hate coming. Thank you.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.